Indigenous artists from the remote APY lands in South Australia say they're regularly being ripped off by dodgy art dealers, so they're taking matters into their own hands. They've opened up their own gallery more than 2,000 kilometres away in the heart of Sydney to sell their work directly to buyers. Stephen Schubert reports from Armita.
In a remote art centre in the middle of the South Australian outback, a group of mostly Indigenous women are painting. They're sitting on the ground or at tables in groups as other community members, kids and dogs wander in and out. We're in Armita, one of the biggest communities in the remote Anganu Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara, or APY lands. The art centre provides a safe place for them to both work and sell their art.
There's a few Piyanpa white fellas going around searching for Aboriginal artists, mainly for the top artists. They take around with folders with them and see who's in town, wherever they are, and he sometimes steal them and take it to his gallery.
Barbara Moore is a big deal in the Indigenous art world. She was a finalist last year in the Wynne Prize for Landscape Painting, which runs alongside the more famous Archibald Prize. Many of the artists here are worried about dodgy art dealers who target well-known Indigenous artists.
It's been ripped up from garbage bags. It's not good for us for them to come and search, and it's not right for them to do this.
Big works by big artists can sell for tens of thousands of dollars, but some art dealers will offer artists perhaps only a few $100 or an almost worthless second-hand car to produce work for them. If artists are stuck in towns like Alice Springs and can't get home, it's a tempting offer. And so, a collective of the 10 art centres in the APY lands are taking action.
I'm extremely happy, so happy to be here. We've now got a little bit of APY in Sydney City.
Nurugaya Kaika Burton is a director of both the collective and the art centre in Armita. She's standing in a brand new art gallery owned by the people of the APY lands in Darlinghurst in inner city Sydney.
One of the great things about having this space is that now we're showing the world our culture. A little bit about it.
Another art centre director, Peter Munkery, says the Sydney Gallery will offer young artists from the APY lands unprecedented opportunities.
For all our young emerging artists and also our young people in our communities, this space is for them. It's about them being able to learn.
Any work sold at the new gallery will see a higher percentage of money flow back to the artists. They won't get the full price. The gallery and the art centre they work with will also get a cut. But back in the APY lands, Barbara Moore says that will be a good thing for her community.
Exciting for this new APY gallery going to happen in Sydney, and we're so proud it's going to be a really good one.
That's Indigenous artist Barbara Moore with our reporter Stephen Schubert, and that gallery in Darlinghurst opens this weekend.